T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There you go. Sunday morning. Many of us thinking about church. Some of us can't get to church or don't feel safe going to church just yet. That is an ongoing debate. How quickly do we open churches up? People aren't going to head back. Most people won't head back until and unless they feel safe. So the past few Sundays, we've had pastors on, we've had rabbis on, we've had priests, we had an imam, and trying to bring you messages of hope and inspiration directly to your home. With me, a dear friend of mine, we co-wrote a book together a couple of years ago called Caring for Creation, former Methodist minister, now president CEO of EEN, the Evangelical Environmental Network. Mitch Hescox. Hey, Mitch, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Happy Sunday morning to you.
And a happy Sunday morning to you. How are you doing, and how has COVID-19 impacted what you're doing with EEN?
Well, you know, first off, my family is doing fine, and we're all healthy, and that's the great news. As far as EEN goes, just about, I think we had over 15 events canceled this spring. But we're living on Zoom and other forms of digital communication, and we're probably working as hard as ever because people are still trying to destroy God's creation. So we're trying to defend it and do a good job protecting human health.
Well, I appreciate you coming on this morning, and I wanted to give you a few minutes to talk directly with listeners. So what's on your heart this morning, Mitch?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about hope. And for me, I learned a lesson in hope a number of years ago, because right now I think all of us need hope, whether we're worried about family members or our employment or our jobs, feeding our family. Maybe some of us are just having extreme cabin fever and want to get outside and do the regular things. And so I'd like to share a little story with you that happened to me some 30 years ago. But before I do that, I'd like to open up with just a quick word of prayer and then a passage of scripture. So, Holy God, in this time of uncertainty and fear and worry, may you fill our hearts with your joy and your peace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And what I'd like to talk about this morning is a passage from Romans 15. It says, Romans 15, 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And what I'd like to share is something is how I found God's peace in the midst of probably the most difficult time, the most fearful time that I ever experienced. Some 30 years ago, back in late September of 1990, I was still in the business world. And if people recall Operation Desert Shield, the first Gulf War was just getting ready to start a few months later. In fact, the United States was already building up troops in the Middle East. And I was called to do my first big international business trip, and I was going to India. Well, and as things got up, my flights got all messed up. I was supposed to fly to Calcutta and end up flying into Delhi. Nobody knew where I was at. There were no cell phones in those days. The internet wasn't available. And I arrived in to New Delhi in the middle of the night with no one knowing where I was at. I did not have a hotel. And I made the mistake of walking outside the airport into a throng of literally thousands of people. The air pollution was so thick that you could literally cut it with a knife. And I tell you, I almost broke down and started to cry. And sort of my panic, I sort of forced my way back into the airport. I met a person from British Airways who I was flying on, and, you know, he saw my distress, and so he was able to get me an airport. A hotel to stay at near the airport. He told me to take a cab out there, so I walked back outdoors to the airport, and again, I was overwhelmed by the smell, the people, everything. And a man just walked up to me and said, "Hey, are you going to this hotel?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I'll take you." I got to the hotel. I didn't sleep a wink. In fact, just to set the stage a little bit, this is the same time that the BJP party was coming to power. People were running around destroying Muslim heritage sites. The castes were rioting. Nelson Mandela had just gotten out of prison and was making his first tour of India to sort of spur up the crowds and the interest there. And again, nobody knew where I was at. So I got to the hotel, didn't sleep, went back to the airport to try to get to Calcutta. And while I was there, walked into the airport, which was basically deserted because most Indian planes were actually in Saudi Arabia flying their people home. And I walked into the airport and I saw three people standing together. And in my fear and anxiety, I walked up to them. And it was two American pastors and a man from their church who was actually funding their trip to Nepal to train other pastors. You can't believe the peace that I felt, the hope that I felt, the assurance that I felt. And then for right then and there, it gave me a sense of presence that God was with me. No matter what was going to happen, God was in my life. I don't believe these were coincidences. In fact, as we boarded the airplane later, the same pastor actually sat beside me in the seat and prayed with me the whole time to Calcutta. When we got to Calcutta, they actually took me to a hotel, and it was the same hotel that my host had booked me at, and they had been spending 36 hours looking for me. So the good news of this story is that God is with us. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter the anxiety, but the hope that I have and feel is that God is always with me and he will carry me through it. In fact, one of the things that I would just like to share with you this morning in closing is that the peace of Christ is always with you. As Jesus says in John's gospel, don't let your hearts be troubled, but know that my peace I give to you. And my peace will be with you. And so when we feel worry and anxiety, I would ask us just to take a breath, to stop and pray, and remember that we can get through anything because there's a God who's always with us. No matter what we're fearing, what we're afraid of, God is there. And that too is true even through the midst of COVID-19, the changes in the economy, and the changes we have yet to face. So my final words are, peace be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I had not heard that story about you being lost in India. It just takes my breath away.
Yeah, I can say in all honesty that was the most scared, frightened that I ever was. Probably petrified is a good word. And to have those things happen to me was just fantastic.
But it's really a metaphor for all life, for all of us. I mean, all of us are in some ways lost, right? I mean, until we get back on the right road, at least that's what I believe.
No, absolutely. And I think just knowing that God is with us through all of these struggles, that paves our way and literally turns good into bad. And that's what I think we're seeing today, is that I hope that people in the midst of this crisis with COVID-19 will just, you know, take a walk outside and see the beauty of God's creation and let his presence just give you peace, give you comfort, and know that we're never alone, that we always have a good friend there to guide us, to comfort us, to walk beside us.
Well, thank you, Mitch. I really appreciate your words of wisdom, and I wish peace and blessings and safety for you and your family and your colleagues. And you have quite a ministry, and keep it going. Keep pushing. This trial, too, shall pass. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Reverend Mitch Hescox, Evangelical Environmental Network, a dear friend of mine, asked him to come on this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.